275 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 243. It was impossible to see the direction she went in when she left the office. I didn't keep the door locked downstairs that morning because the mail was coming in. I locked it at 1:10 when I went to dinner. Arthur White and Harry Denham were also in the building. They were working on the machinery, doing repair work, and Mrs. White was also in the building. I went up there and told them I was going to dinner and they had to get out, and they said they had not finished. Then I said, "Mrs. White, you will have to go, for I'm going to lock these boys in here. You can go in the basement from the front." I got back at 3 o'clock, went upstairs to tell those boys I was back, told them to ring out when you go down to let me know when you go out, and they rang out, and Arthur White came in the office and said, "Mr. Frank, loan me $200, and I gave him $200, and he walked away. I locked the outer door behind them. The night watchman got there at 4:20. On Friday night, I told him, "You had better come around early tomorrow because I may go to the ball game." I told him he could go out. He got there so early and I was going to be there. He came back about 4:56. The reason I know that is I was putting the clock slips in and the clock was right in front of me. I said, "I will be ready in a minute." And he went downstairs and I came to the office and put on my coat and hat and followed him and went out. When I went out, talking to Newt Lee was J.M. Gant, a man I had fired about 2 weeks previous. Newt told me he wanted to go up to get a pair of shoes he left while he was working there, and I said, "That's all right, go with him, Newt." And I went on home and got there about 6:25. I tried to telephone Newt when I got home, didn't get an answer, and at 7 o'clock I called him and asked him if Gant got his shoes, and he said, "Yes, he got them." And I said, "Is everything all right?" And he said, "Yes." And the next thing I knew, they called me at 7:30 the next morning. I don't know that our watchman has been in the habit of letting people in the factory at any time. I took a bath Saturday night at my home. I changed my clothes. The clothes that I changed are at home, and this is the suit of clothes I was wearing Saturday. After I left the shop, I went to Jacob's Pharmacy and bought a box of candy for my wife and got home about 6:25. The state also introduced the following exhibits: a piece of cord found around Mary Fagan's neck, about the size of a heavy twine, with a knot in it. A rag that was found around Mary Fagan's neck, with blood on it. White piece of cloth, soiled, looked as if it was a piece torn off from a petticoat. 4 or 5 chips of wood, with red splotches on them, chipped up from the second floor of the National Pencil Company factory, in front of the ladies' dressing room. A shirt found by detectives in a trash barrel at Newt Lee's home. The shirt was very bloody. Blood was on both sides of the shirt and high up on the armpits on the inside.